Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Yeah, it's pretty special to have Shannon in the room, and I actually got through the speech and everything pretty well. Then he started to talk and started to choke up, and I thought I was going to start bawling my eyes out. But he's like a father figure to so many of these guys that he drafted. It was pretty special that he was able to make it.
That's the voice of Cade Simpson, who is calling it quits after this weekend as one of the most, one of the most capped and celebrated Carlton players in the history of a footy club that's known its share of great players to walk through the place. And that grad there is talking about one of football's great operatives, one of the great men of football, Shane O'Sullivan, who's been around the place for a long time, started at Carlton in 79, I reckon it might have been, and came back to Carlton having spent some time at your joint, Bob, and the Brisbane Bears back in the day, returned to Carlton in 94 and was the man responsible for recruiting Cade Simpson to the footy club. And Cade Simpson don't want to talk about himself. That's probably no surprise to anyone who knows him. So Shane O's been good enough to come on and have a chat about him. Hey, Shane, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, mate.
Gee whiz, Andy, that's not good listening to that. That got me going again, I think. I stood up there today, and we're having a function on Sunday, so I'm a bit worried about when I have to get up and talk a bit longer. So, it's been an amazing career, 18 years. Gosh, he's a beauty.
How surprising has it been for you? I mean, you obviously saw something in him. You took him at a time when the club didn't have a lot of draft picks at the pointy end in that 2002 draft, Shane. What was it about this skinny kid from up Emerald Way that caught your eye?
I think one of the great things is he was a real, even though he's the size he was a real competitor. And, I think, as Bob knows as well as anyone as well, you've got to be have that competitive spirit to sort of play at this level. And even though he was, probably about 68 kilos ring of wet, he certainly had that. And, I know we lost our picks, but we had him sort of rated in our top 25. And, you always know there's someone going to fall through the cracks, and, we're just lucky enough at that situation we had that Cade was there. So, he and Brad Fisher, were just, two good standouts for us in the Eastern Rangers.
Shane, the way you describe him there, so right from the start, even as a kid, he was brave. Did you have any idea that he was this resilient to last as long as he has, the size he is, in the era that he's played? It's quite staggering when you sort of dig a little deeper.
Well, it is. I got a really nice text message from Kinnear Beetson before, and I just sent a message back. When you pick these boys, you're never sure. You have your ideas, but you're never sure if they're going to be able to handle it. I mean, I think over the journey, I've probably picked some players that I thought would just be Monty's, but, just couldn't handle the pressure of the game or whatever. But, I must admit, I didn't sort of see Simo probably, being one of our all-time sort of game record players. But, as he sort of got into his career, the way he sort of turned his training habits and everything around, as everyone said at the meeting today, gosh, if you want to be a good, a great and long-term AFL footballer, you only have to look at the way Simo goes about his training and his preparation. And, apparently he was in the ice bath on Monday morning straight away, and he's coming up to play his last game. I mean, that just shows you his dedication. And the last four or five pre-seasons, the little bugger's got better and better, I reckon. He's always winning the time trials and things like that. But, you're never sure how long they're going to last, Bob.
He hasn't done a lot, Shane, in terms outside of his footy. He hasn't done a lot of self-promotion or a lot of media. He's let others do that. And even today, you got a sense watching, the offerings that have come out on the Carlton Footy Club's website. It's hard to get a word out of him about himself. Who's the Cade Simpson? Tell us about the man Shane.
Oh, just, really humble. Good, family man. I'm going to struggle ringing Deanna, his wife. That's going to be really tough to talk to her. I've spoken to his dad, and that ended up in, all getting emotional. I mean, I don't think his mum and dad have missed a game of footy, and I think that's the saddest part about this COVID, that, they're not going to be able to get to, be live and watching play. But, he doesn't say much, but at team meetings, when Cade speaks, everyone really listens and takes it on board.
Has he got the capacity to get out of himself in that regard? One of the observations, and occasionally it's an observation more than a criticism of the Carlton group over the last little while, and you've been there, through this period, is that there haven't been a lot of extroverts, maybe since, the great Kernaghan era, there haven't been a lot of blokes to pick the joint up by the scruff of the neck, and I don't think he was that type either, Shane, but inside the joint, when it was just the players and those around the place, did he have the capacity to get out of himself and put it on the group when they needed to hear it?
Oh, yeah. Simo's not frightened, as I said, that when you're in the team meetings and things like that, he could probably be, the most vocal and constructive and letting everyone know what he really thinks. He's just not one of these blokes that really sort of likes the getting out in front of the microphone and things like that. But in-house, he's, and as I said, when he really speaks, everyone listens. And, you probably notice on match days too, he's always the one talking to the guys and all that, in the huddles and things like that. And I think one of the great things I heard today, because you're not out in the ground and you don't hear everything, you probably hear everything this year, but normally apparently he's a very good one at telling the umpires what he really thinks. So Murph and that said that's something they're going to miss, some of his spray. So there's a bit more to the little fella than we all think, I think.
Shane, I've got no idea if Cade, even wants to stay in football, but if that was his inclination, where do you think he would be best suited in a football club with the various roles? Is he a coach?
I think he'd be, for starters, I think he'd be, really good development coach, really helping, the boys on, young fellas coming into the game, how to sort of prepare yourself and, how you got to go about it. And, he's good, really good with the young fellas, giving them good advice and sitting down, working with their skills. I think I could see him doing that quite easily and then just working his way up. I think he'd be a great asset at a club, particularly in the development area, when someone's new, when the new drafted boys are coming in.
It's a remarkable story. It really is. I mean, there wouldn't have been, after those first three games, and I know he referenced it, he's sick of having it brought up in front of him, but did you get a sense, from Dennis, not from Cade, because he would have been, just thinking about getting a kick and staying in the side and carving out a career. But did you get a sense from Dennis early in the Simpson career what he thought you'd brought to the table?
I think in one of the games, and I can understand Cade talking about that, but I think Dennis, I was on the phone at those times with him as well on match day, and I think Dennis said, "Jesus, son, can you get him to kick the ball out from a point?" Dennis has got some of the great sayings, he certainly was a bit worried probably the first few days, but, look, everyone sort of, takes a bit of time to settle in, as we know, but, as it's turned out, it's just been a marvellous career. Unfortunately, it's gone, 18 years. I can't believe it. It's just gone that quick, really.
And it just goes to show, there's no guarantees, there's no certainties. I mean, you've also picked up a bloke with the first pick in the draft who's given it away this week, and he hasn't had the run at it the way that Cade Simpson's had Matty Cruiser. They've both been, when the team has looked capable of being something in their time together, it's remarkable that the impact that both Simpson and Cruiser have had and the promise that they've provided to, that kind of that hope and possibility that they've both been very, very important to Carlton when they've been good.
Oh, it's just a tragedy for old Matthew, just with the injuries he's had, because, as you say, you know, when we've sort of been up and about a bit, you know, Matthew's been really one of the driving forces. And, you know, as I said, they're a bit similar in a way. Like, yes. You know, they follow, Cruz sort of gets everyone to follow him just through his actions. And, the tractor's probably, one of the good nicknames that he's got at the club. You know, he just keeps, you know, ploughing through, and he's just been, you know, been fantastic. And, you know, I can remember one of the games we played Port Adelaide years ago at Footy Park, and, you know, we're behind, and, you know, his last quarter was just unbelievable. You know, just took the game apart. But, they're two young fellas we're going to really miss around the club. You know, as I say, they both led by a good example the way they went about it.
Shane, who'd be the noisiest before we let you go? If there was the four of them were sitting around a table, and there was John O'Connell, Bruce Staal, Matthew Cruiser, and Cade Simpson, who'd be the chirpiest amongst those four, do you reckon?
Gee whiz. Even if Bruce and Jack O'Connell had a few beers, I still don't think that'd be that chirpy. And Cruz is pretty handy. But, look, I probably reckon Simo might just nudge him. I reckon he might be just the noisiest one of those four. But only just.
That's a podcast waiting to happen, those.
Oh, yeah. You've
pulled the good ones out there, Andy, I tell you.
Hey, mate, congratulations. You don't, you know, blokes in your positions don't get them all right, but the ones that you get right that are, you know, sort of the diamonds in the rough are the ones that come to mean the most, I imagine, to guys in your position, Shane. Yep. And I can hear it in your voice that you've got an enormous regard for Cade Simpson, and as every Carlton supporter does. Thanks for coming on and speaking for him today, mate. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Andy.
Bye. Good on you, Shane.
Shane O'Sullivan, veteran, a Carlton footy administrator, footy administration manager at the club. And it must be a remarkable connection. You bring these guys, and you could hear it in Shane O'Sullivan's voice there. You bring these kids, these 18-year-old kids, into the footy club, and you go on the ride with them, don't you? And he's been there for...
Yeah, you're linked forever, the recruiters and the players you pick. Must give someone like Shane enormous pride.
The first one through the door, Bob. Who was the first Footscray person through your door? Can you remember who your first point of contact with the footy... sat down with you and your mum and dad and the whole box of dots?
I'm not sure what was it home with mum and dad, but Scott Clayton was the first person at the Bulldogs to talk to me, yeah.
Yeah.
And he sort of dragged me around. It was at the draft camp, and he dragged me around the basketball sheds. And funnily enough, do you know what he asked me? How tall's your mum and dad?
Did he really?
Yeah. And I may have embellished just slightly. About 6'1½", I think, Dad.
That'll do. I can see you growing into something. That moment, isn't it? Like when that person that footy club person comes through your family door for the first time. They sit down. We'll look after him. We'll take care of him. He's going to become part of our family. There's things that get said there that they probably can't really be held true to down the track, because who knows what's going to happen. Like, clubs might move you on in a couple of years. Things just do not work, but they say things at the time. And when it comes to pass it, the guy does end up spending, or girls end up ending 10, 12, 15, 18 years at the footy club. That's a very strong
what a reward, you know? We often spend so much time, you know, what the gaps, what a player didn't achieve, or where do they fall short. Well, Cade Simpson's, you know, he's a part of that football club, and they are a part of him, you know, forever linked. It's a beautiful thing.
Odds update thanks to Sportsbet. Combine your favourite markets in one bet for bigger odds with Sportsbet Same Race Multi. Gamble responsibly. The premiership market with one round to go. $3.75 the Tigers, $5 the Cats. Good news for them today with Joel Selwood and Gary Ablett. Look like they're getting the green light to get a little hit out before the finals. What an opportunity for them. $5.50 for Brisbane, $7 Port, $11 West Coast, $17 Collingwood, $23 for the Western Bulldogs. The Norm Smith, we're starting to get markets posted regarding that. Dustin Martin, $10. Paddy Dangerfield, $11. Jack Revolt, $14. Lockie Neal, $14. Tommy Lynch, $14. And Tom Hawkins, $15. And the NBA Finals Eastern Conference starts tomorrow. Miami, $2.11. Boston, $1.76. All of that at Sportsbet. Make sure you gamble responsibly.